Welcome to episode 4 of Help Self with Matty, with me, Matty, from HelpSelfGuru.com, the podcast that helps you to help yourself through the self-help technique known as Help Self. Last time we looked at harnessing the power of acronyms, and several people have said listening to it has changed their view of self-help methods. My friend Rob has now acronymed his own name to get some self-motivation. This time we're focusing on poetry and seeing what it's got to offer. So, R.O.B. Rock on, buddy. It hurts my ears. I once heard a theatre director on national radio say that when there's a crisis, the world turns to verse. And I had my own crisis recently when my toilet stopped flushing. So now I've got a bucket next to my bookshelf and spend a good 10 minutes every day with Ode to a Nightingale. Certainly cheaper than a plumber. And it keeps you regular. Now, you don't need to stick to just reading the works of the classic poets like Wordsworth, Keats, Pam Ayres or Rudyard Kipling, because in essence, anyone can do it, even you. So with Help Self, you must also strive to find the power within yourself to write your own poem which will speak to you always and deeply. For example, I mused on the subject of loss. Lament for a tool. Where is it? Where is it? I put it in here somewhere, I swear. And I know you might not care, but I am bereft without my old adjustable spanner. It was not part of a set. I purchased it as a single item, unique, apart, individual, and reduced by $2.99, as I remember. Where, oh, where can it be? High and low I've searched, and now as I look at its empty hook, I feel a tad besmirched and really pretty angry. When did I use it last? Think hard, think fast. Indoors or outdoors with the lark? Was it light or was it dark? Who can ever know for sure? But until I find the blasted thing, I can't unbolt the flush valve in my cistern. And so my quest to return to how life was before is not an option anymore. And so steadfast will I remain, throwing my waste manually down the drain. Until such time as I perchance, no doubt in the very first place I looked, my old adjustable spanner. That's a poem with 6 verses, or stanzas as we call them in Help Self, and it doesn't really matter how often you rhyme stuff, but it's good to get the odd one or two in there somewhere. Or not, it's up to you. It's more the feeling that's important. No one's ever going to read it apart from you, unless you post it on the internet, which I wouldn't advise. You get lots of abuse, if you ever did it. From other poets, mainly. They can be quite vicious, which is surprising. Another Help Self technique is to employ a more rigid poetic structure and channel your mind status through that. So you could write a haiku. I am here and you are not. That makes me depressed. I heard you are happy. Just a carefree thought, but now it's in a poetic form, my psyche is disciplined. Much better. And the point is, it's not difficult. You don't need to get too deep or beat yourself up about something that's out of your control and could crush you if you dwell on it for too long. Something about nothing, really. Fleeting, like love. Help Self also recommends the use of limericks as an aid to spiritual development and emotional growth. Here's one of mine as an example of the form. There once was an instructor of fitness who moved to Sudbury from Skegness to shack up with one so fine whom he'd recently met online. Oh, curse that instructor of fitness. Limericks are good as they bring a much-needed light-heartedness to the staid and fusty world of poetry. If you can't handle the stress of sticking to the most basic rules, maybe free-form modern poetry is better suited to your particular quest for equilibrium. Basically, what you do here is just speak any old hour, but when you write it down, break everything up into tiny bits so it looks like poetry down the page. And don't use punctuation. Like this. Hi, fly, guy, poke you, in the, eye, fingers, in nostrils, how'd you like them bananas? That's a modern poem about meeting someone you don't like. It's quite evocative. When you read it, you can imagine yourself in that situation actually doing it. And with free-form poetry, you can go even more abstract, like this. Me, she, we, he, end. I've called that us and him. It's about a relationship that ended unexpectedly on one person's part. Although there were signs, as expressed in the poem. They were there. Should have seen it coming, really. Too late now. But that's why we have poems, I suppose. Gets it out your system. Eventually. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Help Self and you will try to incorporate poetry into your everyday life of growth. Don't spend hours staring at a blank page waiting for something to happen. It's not worth it. Just go for a walk or have a cup of tea. To sign up for the full programme, visit helpselfguru.com. And to buy spare parts for bathrooms, just put spare parts for bathrooms into any search engine, remembering that some of them don't actually fit. Next time, we'll be looking at lists and how to utilise them in your everyday struggle. So, till then, Help Selfers, grab a pen and paper.